Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I hope it's been a great day for you and that you've been able to celebrate the Lord's goodness. Regardless of your circumstances, all of us have a lot to be thankful for. Folks, every year at this time, as we give thanks to the Lord for his faithfulness, it's our tradition now that we invite some of the students from the ranch to come into the studio and share just a little bit about who they are and what they're thankful for. And so we're going to be doing that the next 2 days. And I hope that, as in the past, you'll be encouraged to hear the voices of these children. There are a lot more children than what you're going to hear in the next 2 days. We have a waiting list for boys. We can handle 8 boys in each of our boys' homes. We have 2 boys' homes, and each one has 8 boys. And we have a waiting list for boys right now. One of our boys is about to graduate at Christmas, and we've already got another boy who's been accepted to take his place starting in January. But we have a few openings for girls, but not many. And so I want to encourage you, if you know a child who needs this ministry, who you think would really benefit from coming to Ware's Valley Ranch, then please be in touch with us, because we've never turned a child away for lack of finances. And that is God's amazing provision. Less than 5% of our income comes from the families of the children who come to the ranch. And we take no government funds. We've never borrowed a penny. It is the support of God's people that makes this place possible and makes it possible for us to say yes to children who need a place to come and heal. We're going to be talking now with some of the boys and girls at the ranch, and I hope you'll hear their voices and God will speak to you in his voice as to how you can pray for these kids and be of support to them. Folks, I am so delighted this evening to be having guests in the studio. We're talking with some of our students, as we do each year here at Ware's Valley Ranch. If you have not visited the ranch's website, you need to do so. It's wvr.org. But I'm going to introduce these fellas by asking them to give their first name and how old they are and how long they've been at Ware's Valley Ranch. So here we go.
My name is Caden. I'm 17 years old, and I've been at the ranch for 5 years.
All right. And?
My name is Alex. I'm 14 years old. I've been at the ranch for a little over a year now.
All right. Caden, you are now pretty much done with high school.
Yes, sir.
And you're 17.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So what are you doing to fill your time?
I'm doing dual enrollment through Bryan College in hopes to get a head start on my college tenure.
Have you completed any college courses?
Yes, sir. I've completed 2, Intro to Business and Intro to Communication.
And how did you do in those 2?
I did pretty well, I would say. I have an A in both of them.
I think that's doing pretty well. My wife and I have had the privilege of being Caden's guardians the last couple of years, and I'm glad we could do that because it made it possible for him to stay here at the ranch. But he's still got to earn those grades himself. Alex, you've been at the ranch how long, did you say?
Since July 17th of 2022.
Okay. So over a year, and how are you liking it?
I'm liking it. It's so great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And he's, folks, he looks sincere when he says that. You live in the same house as Caden.
Yes, sir.
And what's the atmosphere like in the house? Is it a real depressing prison-like environment?
No, sir. It's actually, we get into some funny conversations with Caden. he and I go back and forth about sports sometimes.
Well, and I noticed today everybody was wearing matching pajamas. I'm sure that speaks of a fun atmosphere in the home.
Yes, sir, it does.
All right. Well, you have great house parents, and your mentors are pretty good too, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Caden, what would you say about the impact the ranch has had on you spiritually?
I would say it's had a fairly big impact growing up in a Mormon household and having a father that was never present in my life to coming to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing that even if I don't have a great earthly father, I have a perfect heavenly father.
Amen. Amen. Alex, what kind of impact has the ranch had in pointing you to Christ?
It's had an amazing impact on my life. Before I came to the ranch, it was hard to get along with my brothers, and it was always hard to make friends and everything. But since coming here and from Pastor Wood's teaching about how Jesus is really our friend and he's our Lord and Savior, it's had a great impact on me.
Praise God. Alex, one of the things we put an emphasis on here is scripture memorization. What are some passages of scripture that you have memorized?
I memorized the Sermon on the Mount. I've memorized multiple psalms like Psalm 23, Psalm 1, Psalm 2. Right now I'm memorizing Philippians chapters 1 to 4.
Wonderful. That is super. Caden, what are some scriptures that you've memorized since you've been here?
I've memorized the entire book of 1 John, the entire book of 1 Timothy, some of the Proverbs, some of the Psalms, a couple chapters in Romans, and a few of the other minor epistles.
Good. Well, I think that's marvelous. And God actually does use his word to improve our minds. And memorizing scripture is a great way to cultivate the most essential aspect of learning, which is learning by memory. I've had many students over the years who've told me, I just can't memorize. And I say, what's your name? Oh, Caden. I say, and how old are you? And they tell me, and I say, how, you didn't look that up. How do you know that? Oh, okay. Everybody memorizes. Everybody has to memorize. If you can't memorize anything, you're not going to know what your name is. So I'm glad these guys are putting their memories to good use and hiding God's word in their heart. Because if you meditate on God's word day and night, like it says in Psalm 1, then it's going to cause blessing in your life. It's a door to blessing in your life. All right. Now, Caden, you are going to be finished with all high school things in December, and you're going to start on a new transitional program, living in Knoxville off our campus, but with friends of the ranch who are also friends of yours.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And one of the joys of doing that is that you will be able to earn a lot more, what is it called?
College credits and responsibility.
I can't believe that was his answer. That was a great answer, Caden. But there was another word that I thought might describe what you are hoping to earn a lot more of when you're living in Knoxville. What is that, Caden?
Probably the thing that comes to my head is money.
Yeah. And what are you hoping to do with that money that you earn?
I'm hoping to save up and possibly buy a car. And if not, then have a little bit of money to put towards college.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Caden has been working while finishing up high school here at the ranch. And he has actually saved a good bit because when he first started saving, he didn't do it. The money would go in and the money would come out and the money would go in and the money would come out. And I said, son, yeah, this is not okay. So Caden started saving. And as the money went in and started to build, he thought, I like this. It's a good feeling to be able to plan purchases because you've been saving. And, of course, you work in order to earn. And you learn to give, which you've definitely done. And that's a beautiful thing. So I'm proud of you in that. And by the way, folks, I said my wife and I are Caden's guardians. He doesn't call me dad. He calls me grandfather, which is very appropriate because I am very old. But Caden, we're glad that we can see God working in your life and you're growing in responsibility and really learning to follow Jesus. So again, I commend both of you and I pray God's blessing on you. And I hope you're going to have great, great holidays. What would you say you are thankful for?
I would say I'm most thankful for the community that the ranch provides. Being able to live in a house with eight other guys shows you how to get past differences and realize that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ and we're family.
That's great. And Alex, what would you say you're really thankful for?
I'm thankful especially for all the donors who make it possible for us to do this, where we can do field trips and go to fun places, but also for all the teachers here that take the time and effort to individually give us the schooling that we need.
Praise God. That's great. Well, we love you guys. We're glad you're here, and we hope you're going to have an amazing future. As I say often, our goal is not to try and give you a normal childhood. Our goal is to give you an extraordinary childhood because we don't want you to be ordinary people. We want you to be extraordinary people who not only love Jesus, but who point others to him. So God bless you. Thank you for coming by and letting me talk with you.
Thank you.
Folks, I have three more fellas here in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking with them for a moment and lead up to the Thanksgiving celebration. As a matter of fact, here on campus, as we're recording this, we're about to have our Thanksgiving meal together tonight. So glad to have these guys here and glad to give thanks together for what God is doing. On my right, which matters not to our radio listeners, but just so these guys know who I'm talking to, tell us what your first name is, please.
Seth.
Okay.
Martin.
And on my left.
Kevin.
All right. Now, Kevin, where are you from?
I'm from Lake Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, Detroit, Michigan. And you've been here how long?
10 months.
10 months. And you're how old?
14.
14 years old. And you're how tall?
Close to 5'10".
I'd say at least 5'10".
Yeah.
I realize I'm shrinking, but I'd say at least 5'10". All right. Now, Martin, you are from Detroit also. And this is your brother over here. All right. And Seth, tell us where you're from.
I'm from Tennessee.
And Seth, how old are you?
I'm 11.
And Martin, you're how old?
I'm 10.
10 years old. You've been here how long, Martin? Because you came a little before your brother.
I've been here for a year and a month now.
And Seth, you've been here how long?
About like 5 months or 6 months.
5 or 6 months, okay. And you live in one of the houses here on campus. You have house parents. What are they like? Are they mean and beat you a lot?
No.
Okay. Do they ever beat you?
No, sir.
No, we don't do that here, do we? Are they, Kevin, would you say they're pretty nice?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Really nice.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Do you feel like they care about you?
I'm like, yes, sir.
Okay, good. Well, the reason they do is because they don't do this on their own. Jesus lives inside them, and he is showing his love for you. Now, Martin has been baptized since he got here. And Martin, whose idea was that? Was that your idea or somebody else told you? You need to get baptized if you're going to be here.
Mine.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear about that. And Kevin, what about you? You got baptized, didn't you?
Like, yes, sir.
I think I had the privilege of doing that, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, that was in the swimming pool down at the ranch.
Yes, sir.
Martin, you were baptized in the hot tub, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
The hot tub over my house, okay. And Seth, now, you haven't been baptized since coming here, is that right?
I have been baptized, but not here.
Yeah, it was before you came here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, folks, the reason I'm bringing that up is because we do a lot of wonderful things here with education, do a lot of wonderful things here with recreation. We do a lot of wonderful things here as far as biblical counseling and helping folks work through their stuff. But the most important thing that we are all about here is helping people know Jesus. And if you guys don't mind talking just a little bit about how it is that you ended up here. Martin, what was happening that made it look like it'd be best if you could go somewhere other than Detroit?
Because I had like a bad environment.
Mm-hmm. It was a bad environment, and somebody really, really wanted you here. Who was that lady?
It was two.
Okay.
It was Renee and Reed.
Okay. I thought there was somebody else. Your mom wanted you to come here. Your mom wanted both of you guys and your brother Benny to come here. Benny's not in the studio right now, but he came too. All three of these guys are now together, living in a house together with a wonderful set of house parents, and their mom is not living in Detroit anymore. Their mom trusted Jesus, and she's now living in heaven. And these guys look forward to seeing her again someday, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're really glad you're here. Really glad you're here. Seth, you came here from a situation where you were spending some time with your mom, some time with your grandparents. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And things at home and things at school got to be such that it was really better for you to go somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
So are you glad you came?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did too. Seth's wearing a shirt right now. It says, more than a school, we're a family. Where's Valley Ranch since 1991? I came up with that slogan, actually. I think it's a good one. But it wouldn't be good if it weren't true. If it weren't true. The whole goal here is this is not an institution for kids who've done bad stuff. This is a family environment for kids who are in tough situations. And all three of these guys needed to change a situation through no fault of their own. And I'm really, really thankful that they are here. So, guys, is there anything that you want to especially say that you're thankful for? Seth, starting with you.
I'm thankful for House Brothers in this place.
Good.
I'm thankful for the ranch.
I'm thankful for that, too.
I'm thankful for that. I just had an opportunity to come here, and like God placed me in the right spot at the right time.
Good. I'm thankful, too. Anything else?
No, sir.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for coming in.
Yes, sir.
God bless you guys. Folks, I have another wonderful young man in the studio with me. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Taquarius.
Taquarius, you've been at the ranch how long?
Over 5 years.
And you are now how old?
17.
17. And he is a man, folks. He is a man. Taquarius is part of our worship leadership in chapel. We do chapel 5 mornings a week at 11 a.m. If you're not watching online, it's 11 a.m. Eastern time, and you're welcome to go to the ranch's website and watch that any day of the week. But Taquarius sometimes has played the little percussion box there, but he also often plays the guitar. And just the other day, he was sitting at the keyboard. And so apparently he is a man of many talents, but we trust he is seeking to use those for the Lord. And it's always a joy to have him help lead worship. What would you say, sir, about the way that you have learned and grown, not only academically, but spiritually since you've been at the ranch?
I would say that it's definitely a blessing. Before coming here at the ranch, I knew nothing about God or like church, and I didn't know how to play any instruments, or like I wasn't comfortable like speaking up in front of people or being in front of people in a large crowd. But all those are like comforting now. Like I've learned being here, I've learned 5 different instruments, and it's so fun, and I've grown so much spiritually, and my walk with the Lord has like just... It's amazing.
Praise God. Would you say that if suddenly a plane crashed into this building right now and we were all incinerated, what would happen to you?
I believe I would be going to heaven.
Is that because you've learned five instruments?
No, sir.
Is that because you help lead worship sometimes?
No, sir.
What would be the basis on which you would be welcomed into heaven?
I put my faith in Jesus.
Okay. So it's what you did or what he did?
What he did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's our only hope. And I hope all of you who are listening to this understand that. We want to teach a lot of things here at the ranch. We teach mathematics, upper-level mathematics. We teach remedial math. We teach whatever kids need and whatever they want to pursue. Courses in science, literature, history, all kinds of things, foreign language studies. But the main thrust is to point them to Jesus. And that's what this broadcast is about. We want to point you to Jesus. We want you to know him and trust him because he's the only hope for any of us. None of us are going to be saved by what we do. The only hope for any of us is what Jesus has done for us. And he's the one who gives us faith and a new heart so that we can trust him. Now, is it easy being a 17-year-old in this culture? You're about to go home to Memphis area for the holiday. Is it going to be just easy? Every morning you wake up and just think, oh, this is a great day to shine for Jesus. Is that the first thought that usually comes to mind?
No, sir.
Okay. So is it easy to follow Jesus in this life?
No, sir.
Okay. Being a 17-year-old guy is still full of temptations and everything else, right?
Yes, sir.
But is it possible to follow Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, folks, if you're listening and you're saying, I don't really know what Where's Valley Ranch is, please go to our website, wvr.org. You'll even see some pictures of Taquarius on there. We've got a wonderful group of students, and they are all at a different stage in their spiritual walk. Some of them don't know the Lord at all. Some of them are just learning about the Lord. Some of them are really trusting Jesus and seeking to walk with him. But I hope you'll pray for our students. Taquarius, are you glad you got to come to the ranch?
Yes, sir.
How old were you when you came?
11.
11 years old. And as I recall, you were all dressed up with a bow tie on. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And why was that?
Because I really wanted to come here.
Yes. That's what we're looking for, folks. This is not a prison. This is not a reform school. This is an amazing, miraculous opportunity for young people who have a difficult home situation and who want an opportunity to learn and grow in a nurturing environment that is safe and more than they know about pointing them to Jesus. Folks, that's all we have time for today, but I want you to please go to the website, wvr.org. WVR stands for Where's Valley Ranch.org, and just watch that 3-minute video and get a better feel for what the ranch is all about. And if you are in East Tennessee visiting, we have about 14 million people who come each year to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Swing by Where's Valley Ranch. Give us a call, say, I'd like to get a tour. Come over and see the place. You don't have to call ahead, but we'd be delighted if you did, because then we can arrange for somebody to show you around. But we would love to meet you, our listeners. It's always a joy when people come from all over the country and say, I listen to you on Sirius XM, or I listen to you on Apple Play, or I listen to you on the ranch's website. However you are listening, we love to hear from you. So you can come by and see us, or you can just reach out via the internet or calling our toll-free number. But this time of year, we need to hear from you. So please listen to the Lord and do what he tells you. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866- 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.